Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. An executive order issued by Governor Tim Walz provides emergency state assistance to Winona County following a cyber attack Monday. Officials in Winona County requested cyber protection support from the Minnesota National Guard to ensure continuity of municipal operations. The governor's office says the attack continued Tuesday and is significantly impacting the county's ability to deliver vital emergency and municipal services. A bipartisan bill approved in the Minnesota Senate Tuesday will protect hospitals' access to discounted prescription drugs through the 340B program. Senator Rob Kupek of Moorhead.
It is a crucial program for those rural hospitals that they have this lifeline and this source of money coming in to keep those hospitals open. So without this 340B, we would just see rural health care diminish even more.
Kupek is optimistic that the bill will pass in the House. Minnesota hospital officials are trying to raise awareness about the dangers of e-bikes and e-scooters. Colleen Wood with Regents Hospital says they've seen a sharp and alarming increase in injuries across riders of all ages.
Since 2023, e-bike admissions have increased by 800%, while e-scooter admissions have risen by 80%. And any emergency department or trauma provider will tell you these numbers are likely an underestimate of the true scope of the problem. As new devices enter the market, faster than our hospital tracking systems can adapt.
Nearly 60% of the e-scooter riders were not wearing helmets. The first ocean-going vessel of the season is expected to arrive today in the Twin Ports. Jason Roan of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says Ocean Ranger 7.
She sailed from Taiwan and she passed through the Pacific Ocean, the Panama Canal, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway System. Estimated time of arrival sometime between 7 a.m. and noon, but always subject to change, of course.
Last year's first Salty arrived on April 21st. Wildlife across Minnesota is starting to get more active as temperatures warm and the days get longer. DNR Wildlife Manager Allie Schmitz says it's crucial that you keep your distance from any animal you come across.
We don't want to interfere with any of these young of the year who are just figuring out their way in life. We really don't want to get too close to them. It can cause separation between mom and baby depending on the species, and we don't want to interfere in that first growing season between mom and baby.
Schmitz says to pack binoculars if you're heading out so you can take in and enjoy Minnesota's wildlife without disturbing it. And officials are still trying to determine the cause of a pole barn fire in East Bethel that left two firefighters injured. Heavy smoke and flames were coming from all sides of the building Saturday, and crews were forced to move to a defensive attack. Two firefighters were treated by paramedics at the scene, and one was taken to the hospital in stable condition. This is MNN.